I'm Dan Abnett, and you're listening to Sean Hammer. Happy holidays, everybody, and welcome to another installment of Sean Hammer. Now, today's episode will be about... It won't be about Malifaux, so I know I've had a last couple episodes of Malifaux-centric. Today, we'll be talking about the Secret Six and the newest expansion, I guess, of HeroClix, Harley Quinn and the Gotham Girls. Talking about that theme team, and quite possibly when I discuss, we'll go over... And in the future, probably go over and discuss different theme teams for HeroClix, as for, you know, the star of the set or something like that. Let's see what we got here. And we'll be talking, after the HeroClix segment, we'll be talking about Kings of War. And we'll get into that in a little bit. So, for what I've been doing, I've been working on my Orc Blood Bowl team. I got my Curiosity Killed Cat models from the Black Friday. I haven't yet put them together, because I don't know why I'm doing bases yet. Other than that, not a lot of gaming outside of HeroClix. I did play, as we talk about today, Game of Kings of War. Let's see. Let's go ahead and go into the first segment. We'll be talking about the Secret Six for HeroClix. Now, pretty excited about this, because, well, I like the Secret Six comics. I like them, the characters and everything. I'm glad I got a modern version of the Secret Six. I had my old theme team, which was Bane from 75th, Mad Hatter, I think, from Arkham Asylum, Black Alice from 75th, which is a great model, Deadshot from 75th, let's see, who else? Oh, Catman, old Catman, because, well, I can't run Secret Six, period, without Catman. That's as simple as I'm going right there. But finally, I was Ragdoll was the last from the 75th set as well. It ran pretty cool. I ran them with the ATA for the Secret Six, so they would blow up -2 and damage people on their way out. So that's pretty cool. Let's go ahead and talk about the new Secret Six. First and foremost, everyone from the Harley Quinn and the Gotham Girl set has a trait called Only Six of Us, with a question mark. It allows them to be stealth, but only if your force has three or more characters. So you gotta have three or more characters, and each one of your characters gains stealth. Next up, improved movement, hindering terrain, but only if your force has five or more characters. So that's, you get the drift. Three for the stealth, five or more for the hindering. But the most importantly, the end, is if your team exactly has six characters, you get +1 all your combat values. So that's pretty devastating on some of these models. King Shark is for one of them. So each one of these lads or ladies have that trait. And we're going to start off with Catman. Catman only has that ability. He's running around with 4 range, 50 points. He's got 8 movement that goes all the way down to 7. Variating back and forth from charge, sidestep to nothing. His attack value is 10 to 9. 10 for first 2 clicks. With blades, fangs, and claws, and precision strike in the last 3. He's got for defense, combat reflexes for first 2 clicks. Super senses for 2 more, and regeneration on his last click. First 3 clicks for his damage is exploit weakness, which is always nice. And his last 2 clicks is probability control. So, my thoughts about this Catman. Well, he's not bad. Especially if you're doing this, this Only Six of Us trait. So you get a +1 all of his combat values. So running around 11 attack, 3 damage with exploit weakness, not bad at all. With 18 defense, 20 if you're close combat with the close combat expert. Do not discount this guy if you're playing against him. He's a creeper. But he's not really remarkable, but he's very effective. Next up, we have Knockout, who serves two roles in this set. Well, three, actually. For the Suicide Squad, Secret Six, Female Furies, and Apocalypse. She's got the only Six of Us trait, but she also has the Suicide Squad trait as well. Which the newest members from the set also have this, and I'm gonna read this out because it still affects if she dies because she has this traded. Well, part of suicide, then you understand. When Knockout is scaled, reduce the action total by 1 to minimum 1 to end of your next turn. So, if you lose her, you reduce your action total. I mean, that can happen. And she's got another trait, which she's running around 3. She's got Will of Apocalypse. When she hits, doesn't say she has the damage, but when she hits, until your next turn, she is protected from Outwit, Opposing, Perplex, Exploit Weakness, and Penetrating Psychic Blast. Very nifty. So on a character that's only one in your team, but if you're running a whole Female Fury team, which I'll do up pretty quick, because I have them as well, not too bad. Let's see, she's running around. 8 movement, goes down to 6. First 2 clicks, charge. Last 3 clicks, sidestep. First 2 clicks of her attack is super strength. Then goes from 10 to 9-9 with no powers. She's got 17 toughness for first 2 clicks, 17-17, then 16 of combat reflexes. 3 damage with empower. And then the last 3 clicks are close combat expert with 2. Now, remember, if you're running all 6, you got 6 members of the Secret 6, all of her combat values are plus 1. Not too bad for a 50-point character. She's got the Calculator team ability as well. Catman doesn't have any team ability. Pretty, I don't know. I guess I was hoping for one more die or a boosted defense up front. Even one click of invulnerable would have made me happy, but oh well, she doesn't have it. Or Indom. Let's talk about Indom. Indomitable. That would have been cool, too. Next up, we have Scandal Savage. She's got the Six of Us trait as well. Her other trait is Trained by My Father. It's free. She can choose Close Combat Reflexes or Exploit Weakness. She can use that chosen power to choose again. pretty nifty. Her dial is kind of weird on the movement and her movement and attack. They go pink, red, then red just on the attack. Going back and forth from sidestep to flurry, then from precision strike to blade springs and claws. She's got willpower and 4 clicks of her dial, with last dial regeneration and purple, black for damage, giving her close combat reflexes, expert, and outwit. So, glad to see her. Glad to have a new one of her. But she's running good at 50 points, same with Knockout. Next up, we have somebody who hasn't really been clicked before, is Jeanette. I've heard a lot of negative talk about her, but I found out she plays just fine. I know who she's supposed to be. I know she's supposed to be the Silver Banshee, and she's supposed to be a little bit more powerful, but, is what it is. She's 50 points, no team ability. No, Scandal Savage has no team ability either. She's got the only Six of Us trait. And she's got Provoking the Banshee as a special damage power for her first 2 clicks. She takes a maximum 1 damage from attack, unless the attack roll is double. Not too bad. I kind of wish that was a trait, so it would go out to a whole dial. That make her, maybe the naysayers, a little bit happier with her. She starts out with, on her attack, movement, first one sidestep, 2 running shot, then ends up with 2 sidestep again. She starts out with TK, so that's important on this figure because it's really handy when we get to a character like King Shark. She's got next 3 clicks are pulse wave, then she's got nothing. Then her damage power, she's got the special damage, 2 energy shield deflection, 1 regen. So it seems like everyone, I think, right now has got the freaking. Knockout doesn't. Scandal Savage, Jeanette does. Yep, they like pimping around the friggin' region on their last click. I like her. I can't bitch about the price either, and she's a nice looking sculpt. Next up, we have Harley Quinn. Of course, we've got to have a Harley Quinn out of the set, because, well, it's Harley Quinn set. She has the only Six of Us trait and the Suicide Squad trait. She only has one movement power, which is sidestep. She's calculated for 50 points. She's only got one defense ability, and that super senses her whole dial. She's got indomitable. And first click and third click, she's got perplex. Second and fourth, she has PC. And the last click, she has close combat expert. 50 points, can't bitch. I mean, it's Harley Quinn. She's got indomitable. It's her set, so we'll just give it to her there. Now, the last two from this is funny. It's King Shark and Gigantum. Both of these two have a 50-point dial and a 90-point dial, which I say play a 90-point dial because, well, it's a better. But you can play a theme team of 300 points with all six of the Secret Six if you play all 50-point dials. So, that's pretty cool. Next up, we're going to go with Gigantum. I'm going to save King Shark for last of the new group because I think he's phenomenal. Let's see. She's 90 points in Dom. She's giant. She got Legion of Doom, Secret Six, and Scientist keywords. No team ability. She got charge, followed up by two clicks of flurry, then three clicks of plasticity. No damage power. Let's see. For defense, she's got three clicks of invulnerability, three of toughness. For damage, nothing first click, exploit weakness, two clicks, and close combat expert, the last three. She's got another trait saying you're only going to make her angry, which is free. If she has two action tokens, she gets the colossal symbol. Until your next turn, she may make a close combat attack, after resolutions deal her one unavoidable damage. So it's possible, you know, third turn, you get a free tab, drop to click 2, and you get colossal stamina, where you got flurry for possible 12 damage, and it's just like, so it's pretty cool, and, I don't know, her model's kind of silly looking, she's a big redhead with, like, the Kill Bill outfit with Crocs, so, it's pretty cool. My favorite out of the set, of this group, anyway, is King Shark. Secret Six, Suicide Squad. He's got the only Six of Us trait, but he does not have the Suicide Squad, the new trait that they got. He's 90 points this version, or he could be 50. He's got first click flurry, three clicks of plasticity, last two clicks of flurry. Nothing is first click for attack, two clicks blades, fangs, and claws, and three clicks of steel energy. His defense, three clicks of toughness, then three clicks of invuln, which is kind of weird. I kind of expected a little bit backwards on that, but oh well. He's got special damage power, first two clicks, and then he's got close combat. I mean, then he's got exploit weakness, then two of battle fury. Now, King Shark is pretty damn sweet. He's got, as a trait, me and my chum. He can do sidestep. I was like, okay, no big deal. What's the big deal? But if you occupy water train, move him up to a speed value. So if you have friends, you have six friends, King Shark has got movement at 10, where he can move. So he's moving a total of 12. And, you know, and it's free. So it's a free action, so King Shark can basically do 12 charge, running up a 9... with 12 attack with flurry twice with exploit weakness and shape change. I mean, he's freaking scary, and plus the sculpt is so cool. My goal is to maybe have 5 of him and run him with Tempest and do a whole Sharknado theme. I don't know. But as for everything, that is the Secret Six team. I really like them. They found a special place in one of my boxes, their own little case. Three characters, or two definitely, I've been using with Secret Six. In my own opinion, Cheshire from the WizKids OP kit. Yeah, you could use her. She's got the Secret Six, but more importantly, we got that Deadshot. A killer Deadshot with the 100 points. No one down, but she's got sharpshooter and could have possibly a 10 range. So he's something you might want to actually throw out this idea for your Secret Six team. And from Harley Quinn, I mean from the Flash set, the Harley Quinn for 65 points takes priority over top of any other Harley Quinn, in my opinion. I like her. She's Calculator. She's Secret Six, Suicide Squad, Gotham City Underworld, all that crap. But, she ignores Hindering Train and she ignores characters. She has Stealth, Flurry, her special attack power, a special defense power. She's got some, Quake in her attack, why not? Her special attack power is she can use poison. When she does, if she's adjacent to only one opposing character, the damage is penetrating. She's got a special defense power, allows her to use combat reflexes and super senses. She's got the Mind Pudding trait, which allows her to pick a character of a higher point value and make them their pudding, so that way she can, go ahead and, probability control or perplex that character. And what's nice about her too, if you happen to her putting somebody like King Shark, I'm just saying, you KO them, yeah, you lose the thing, but Harley's all of her combat values increased by one, so it's kind of like the whole pseudo thing with Secret Six. So I don't know, a lot of people don't like the sculpt. I don't mind it. It is a little bit static and everything like that, but that is my coverage of the Secret Six for right now. I've been having a lot of fun playing with them. I had to order Giganta for some odd reason. I opened up three King Sharks. Well, not opened up. I opened up one, and my buddy opened up two. He gave me one, and so I got the third one off somebody who just didn't want them. So I don't know. Not too bad of a team. Like I said, 300 points. You can play them if you really want. I don't know if they're super, super competitive in the 300-point meta right now. Or 300-point team build. But they sure are fun. That's for sure. So, with that, we're going to go on to Kings of War. What is Kings of War, you say? Kings of War is old Warhammer Lite. Simple as that. I believe it's written by Alessio Cavatori. He's the guy who did Warhammer back in the day. And more importantly, it is a way where I can play my Warhammer models without having to get rid of them, sell them on eBay or whatever. And they would sell because people would buy them for Kings of War. And most of my, I got Undead, but my other half of my collection is Dogs of War, and 3/4 of them are nicely painted. So, my buddy Derek, he says, let's try this Kings of War. Bring what you got, we'll do a 1,000-point game. Felt very reminiscent of Warhammer Fantasy. I really liked it. Matter of fact, I got the special edition box set. Not with any armies, but with the two books and the markers coming for Christmas. So, then I did some purchasing. I got some trays, which I'll explain the trays in a minute. And some basing material to put on those trays. So, I'll go into aesthetically about Kings of War first and tell you why I'm talking about these trays and such. Alright, let's discuss why we like games like Warhammer and such for some players. Something about representing a mass battle fight with, 50 to 150 toy soldiers, little men, is exciting. Some of us began to like the game, how it plays. I'm talking about old Warhammer right here. 5th edition, 3rd edition, up. So, here we go. Games Workshop has done, he's got a whole bunch of addicts. Started in some, mass combat game system. And they basically dropped the ball quite a bit for whatever fucking reason they wanted to. They took a good game, Warhammer Fantasy Battle, they jacked it up. And they made it a skirmish type game, kind of like Hordes or War Machine. I don't know if I'm right or not, because I haven't played the two. I have a few models I bought the starter set, but never got into it. So, here they dropped, along the way, they dropped different army books. Not keeping up on army books, and just making it an all-around hassle and a chore to actually play a game that they're making money on. And along the way, some of us went through and collected armies that no longer exist anymore, such as Dogs of War, Bretonnia, Chaos Dwarves, Kings of War gives us that ability to play those armies that we already own, that we refuse to give away, refuse to sell, or play old editions of a Warhammer game that, you know, we had to find somebody to play. I'm thinking to myself, why worry about playing old edition Warhammer, where it'd be easier to play a new game using old models? And that's what brings us to Kings of War. Now, I say trays because something about Kings of War is pretty cool. Everything's played on trays. You have different type of units, whether they be infantry, 20mm by 20mm squares, infantry there in 25 by 25, cavalry, large infantry, which would probably count like your Rhinox riders and such. I mean, your ogres, large cavalry, like your Rhinox rider, then you have large cavalry even bigger. King's War allows you to play these, and basically everything has to be on a movement track. You're like, oh, Sean, you know, it's just like, that's so drab. It's just like, I already have movement trays for my Warhammer and stuff like that. But the nice thing about King's War is you only have to have the appropriate movement tray for the size of the unit that you're fielding. Like, there's different units, each one having their own. Some of them have it or not. Troops, regiments, hordes, and legions. Basically, those different unit specifications dictate what you have for your stats, your attacks, and stuff like that. And also what size of base you have. Now, what's pretty nice is you're like, oh man, why do I want to play something where I can play like a legion? I think it's 40 plus guys. Why would I want to do that? Well, that's because in Kings of War, you don't have to have 40 plus guys. Basically, what you're looking at is, let's say, an infantry unit. Troop is 10. You have to have 10 guys. Now, Mantic says that you can go ahead and have 6. One plus the, basically, 60% of the unit. So, with 6 guys, you can represent a 10-man unit. That's pretty cool. But then you start to think that looks silly on a base. Regiment, 20 guys. You only have to have, what is it, 11? 12 on that base. Now, what's nice about the King's War is you can buy just the bases that size, flock them out, pull off your Warhammer guys, and stick them on those bases, and you have a set unit that's not going to have stuff fall over, flip over, and stuff like that. And you can make a really pretty army. As a matter of fact, that's what I'm doing. I ordered some bases. I ordered some Scenics. I'm gonna make freaking sweet looking diorama bases for all of my Dogs of War units. And cost wise it's a lot better too, because let's say I have the Rico's Republican Guard. I only have the box of 12 guys. I don't know where the other ones went. I don't know if I ever had them. I don't know if I ever painted them. I have no freaking idea. But I only have 12 guys. And what's 12 guys going to do me in a 10-man unit? Nothing. But I give a 20-man unit, put them all on one base, theme out the base a little bit, and have a workable pikeman unit. It's pretty exciting in my opinion. Yeah, same thing with the cavalry and stuff like that. And Dogs of War units are not cheap. You go on eBay, you look at any of them, you'd be paying up the ass for them. So, let's see. Well, that's the aesthetics of the game. I played it. It reminded me of Warhammer. You have your distances, you have your shooting, you have your charge. But I was just like, something else popped up when I was playing the game, though. I noticed that wounds. Here I shot, you know, I was like, okay. Some of it blew my mind. Like, I had a unit of 10 archers. But I was only rolling 8 dice. Because it was base dice that I paid for. But I did 6 wounds. My buddy Derek didn't take any wounds. He marked the unit after I did 6 wounds. He marked it with 2 dice representing 6. And at the end of that shooting phase, I went ahead, he had me roll 2d6, and there's a nerve in a break test. You roll that, and then those wounds stay on people. So, I mean, there's, you can have wizards to heal off of wounds and stuff like that, but you're not taking off individual models for every wound you take. So that was pretty neat. Let's see. Let's go through this. You can download the rules for free at Mantic.com. Also, you can download different armies. I do recommend getting the book. It's a little bit more in-depth and everything, but How it's played is, well, we have our base sizes, of course. We already went through that. You have a leader point, which is basically, you have your front, rear, and flank. And this is, I love it. There's reason to be in a front, rear, and flank on different shit. Unlike Age of Sigmar, where you can run across the whole battlefield behind somebody, charge them, find out there is no damn difference if you flank them. There's no strategic advantage for you spending extra time to do anything but run up and smack the person in the face. King's War also plays by scenario rules. Not so great, like not so in depth, where you're gonna get bored on playing the scenarios. But yeah, it's pretty easy. It's like this is what type of battle we're playing. You have your arc of sight, which is pretty simple. Right from the leader, dead center of the mono, 45 degrees out. That's exactly how you do. You can measure distance anytime during the game. And at any given time, you have to stay 1 inch away from the enemy unit any given times. For stats, for stat cards, we have unit size, that's how many models are in that unit, speed, how fast the unit moves, melee, and this is pretty cool because what you needed to be hit, what score needed by unit to be hit in melee. So you got just gotta beat a number. There is no weapon skill versus weapon skill, and there is no what is it? The damage, I think there is. Let me go ahead and check this out. I'm so bad at this. Let me tell you this. Okay. Damage and target. Range attacks. Terms of mismatch. It's the target's defense value. And so this will fluctuate back and forth. So we'll get there in a second here. But as for stats, generally everyone has it. The same stats. Unfortunately, unlike Warhammer, there seems to be a little bit of lack of flair that Warhammer used to have. For like, this is this unit, this is what they got. I mean, still, you get that. And you still got things like Thunderous Charge and... But it's just like, it's a little straightforward. This is your list, and this is what you can pick, and this is how you can compose your list. It's basically just meant on the number of guys you have. Of course, there is magic items and spells. You can have a wizard. But I don't know. Pretty straightforward. Like, if I was to say, set the bar, and like I say, give Warhammer Fantasy Battles 8 for difficulty out of all the... miniature battles I played, Kings of War definitely runs up on a 6. It's not bad. Stats, you have speed, movement, range attacks. So if you've got a number with a plus, so like my archers need a 4 plus, that's what they roll. They need to hit, to be hit, they have a 4 plus, that's what they got to roll to hit. Attacks, for unit, say archers, 10 man unit, they have 8 attacks, 20 man unit, they have 10, horde, they have 20. Now, what's pretty cool is they have this nerve thing. It just comes in two numbers. It's got the breakpoint and they're wavered. So you can kind of like shake them and stuff like that. Or just break them. And when you die, you fail a nerve test, you're broken. You remove the whole model unit from the game. It's kind of rough, but as things go on and on, you get used to it and it's a little bit easier. The phase goes to move phase, shoot phase, melee phase. Pretty simple. Some of your magic spells say when they happen, so that's what you got. You have your heroes. Now, what's pretty nice, it's like, say we got that unit of, a horde, well, we'll see, a unit of 10 archers, with nerve of 10/12. Now, it goes through, I take wounds, I take 5 wounds, my buddy rolls dice, he rolls 11. I was like, holy shit. 11 plus 5, 16. Beats my 12, I'll lose that unit. But if you keep your heroes close to each unit, they allow you to re-roll that nerve test. So let's say I re-roll the nerve test. He rolls double ones. Automatically succeeded. I mean, it's pretty cool. And heroes, they do something. Like I said, I'm basing all this on what I've read on their website. And from the one game I played. So that's pretty cool. There is no wheeling. There is just pivoting. There's different there's different things you can do when you're moving. You can pivot once, then move on your regular movement. Charge, you can move straight forward. I think you get a pivot as long as you're in a front arc. If you charge, you can't pivot. If you're fast cavalry, basically, you can pivot, move, then pivot again. Heroes have a 360 degrees, so it's not too bad. Charges happen, who charges gets to roll the dice. I'm sorry, but in every miniature game, that's how it should be. Screw what happened with this initiative bullshit. It was just like, oh, my high elves, they always strike first, and blah, blah, blah. Bullshit. Okay, especially once you take in a weapon accounts and you got things like double-handed weapons that take no penalty and you're going first, I just don't get it. Of course, you have your flank and rear charges, and you get your bonuses for that, so that's pretty sweet. You have your counter charges. Basically, if you get charged and you lost combat, and whether or not you wavered or not, you still get pushed back 1 inch. But it'll allow you for a counter charge in your turn, whether or not your front unit has line of sight to a unit, the unit can charge the unit that broke it, or force the test. Kind of like if you got charged from the rear and you made your leadership test, basically you just get a turnaround and charge again. You counter charge. It's pretty nice, simple. The rules on this are pretty simple. Of course, you have your terrain types, such as blocking, difficult, obstacles, decorative terrain. You got your line of sight. Not too bad, not too much than we're used to, so, I mean, that's all. Moving and shooting, you can do it unless you got a double or skills that so you can't, like, reload. Basically, ranges, the most common weapons of King's War are long rifles, crossbow, or heavy crossbows, 36, bows, crossbows, rifles, 24, harpoon guns, carbines, firebolts, 18, pistols, javelins, thrown weapons, 12. You get your bonus for cover, so that's pretty cool. I do like that. Shooting and testing the nerve. Melee. It's basically the same numbers just boom, boom, put forward through there, so it's pretty cool. Let's see, that's what it is. Disordered. It allows you, you're shaken. You can't do nothing but regroup the next turn. When the test, you test that for your nerve at the end of every phase. You got your war machines, war engines, which could do really good, too good, do really bad. My cannon, I had three rounds with it before it was charged by a Goblin Wolf Rider. And, who did it? Yeah, it was a giant, it was Goblin Wolf Rider unit, sorry. So three, maybe four rounds, so I missed half, so I needed a five to hit with my cannon. But hit twice is pretty devastating. When it does hit, it's pretty neat. Individuals around here, you get special rules. I mean, you got rules like breath attacks, you got your elite units, your ensnare, which was used for my pikemen. You got crushing strength, brutal, big shield, fly, fury, headstrong, indirect fire, life leech, iron resolve, inspiring, individual, nimble, pathfinder, piercing, regeneration, thunder's charge, strider, stealthy, shambling, reload, vanguard, very inspiring, vicious, and yellow bellied, which is pretty cool. Butch Derek to not roll one yellow belly. Basically, all the goblins have yellow belly. Whenever they want to charge, they have to roll a d6. On the one, they fail and they can't charge. So that was kind of bummy, because I would like not to be charged by some of the stuff. So it's pretty simple. Let's see. It's pretty. I mean, if you play Warhammer, you've played Malifaux. You've played 40K, you get the gist of the game terms and how everything goes. It brings back to fantasy into a basically fantasy war game. I mean, Age of Sigmar, I can't say it's my cup of tea. I can't say, oh, I like the world, or I don't like the world, because the world doesn't freaking matter to me. The armies matter. What does matter is I bought stuff. I paid money. And what I bought should still be viable for me to play today. I don't want to lose it. I don't want to sit there and say, oh, that army's outdated. This is bullshit. I was like, and King's War allows me to play a freaking army that I've had, that I've been teetering back and forth, and be able to figure out if I'm going to sell it or not. So, yeah. Check it out. I'll link it to the page. It'll be at Mantic.com and Kings of War. It's a pretty solid game. It's not too expensive, especially my buy-in for the game. Here it is. I had some flock already. I bought movement trays for $19 for my whole army, for what I already own for Dogs of War. Now, granted, there's a couple units that aren't going to be, like, be the best, but they can fit, like, my Dwarf Pirates Slayers. I use them as Berserkers, or I'm going to use them as Gunmen. So, other than that, that's fine. I got somebody to use for my Desert Riders, my Knights, they're taken care of. It's got my Tujian Guard for Warhammer with the White Wolf guys. With them and the dogs, I got a unit of freaking footmen with two-handed weapons. And that's put out in the game, too. And I'll tell you what, if you want to check it out, you can go to Mantic.com and look at the rule book and stuff. But there's a army builder online for Kings of War, and it's pretty cool. You can basically make up an army out of any race they have available. And it's free. It's a free army builder. So that's pretty cool. It's Kings of War Army Builder is what I searched up, and I want to say it's easyarmybuilder.com. Yep. So, yeah, it's pretty cool. And it's just like, took a little bit to get used to. I mean, it's got all the units on there. All the races, I should say. They call them unit list. Elves, dwarfs, kingdom of men, which is basically any man thing you can do, and that's what I run my Dogs of War off of. Abyssal dwarfs, which is chaos dwarfs, goblins, orcs, undead, ogres, forces of Bastilia. They got some angels in there, pretty cool. Forces in nature, which are, there's fire elementals and stuff. Abyssals, Empire of Dust, which is Egyptian undead. Ratkin, which I believe is halflings, or the herd. Well, let me see. Oh, yeah, the ratlings. No. Oh, okay. My bad. That would be, damn it, I'm so stupid. Ratkin or Skaven. And the salamanders, lizardmen. Varnger. What are they? Tundra wolves, the fallen cave trolls. So those will be your, I don't know what those are. But don't forget to check it out. That's easyarmy.com for the army builder. You can check out what they're talking about. Manticgames.com, you can go download the rules for free. They're not as comprehensive as the big rule book, I admit, but they are still free rules. And you can check out, they do units for all the armies too, and they're not badly priced. So even if you, oh, anyway, I was getting into it. My buy into this game was $30, not including the rules, if I was to buy them. Because I'm using every one of my old Dogs of War units in this game. And it allows me to play with something I had before. And gives me that feeling again. So, if that's not having fun, I don't know what is. I'm going to call it quits today. A little bit shorter. I don't know what I'm going to talk about next time. I'll probably go over Misaki. And her crew. At least for the army I bought online. Which is 3 Torgage, Misaki, Shang, Ototo, and 3 Orin. And talk about army lists I built up and your thoughts about it, what I can do with it. And that will also bring me into my thing. It's grasping onto the past. This Misaki crew reminds me of Clan War, which I miss dearly as well. Let's see. I will give away a King Shark to whoever wants to email me at SeanHammer, the number 9, yahoo.com. And give me a list of HeroClix theme team that you want me to cover. You do that, and first one, the one I cover first, will earn themselves a brand new King Shark from the Harlequin and the Gotham Girl set. That will be it. And happy holidays, everyone. Merry Christmas, happy Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, all that. And if you're Satanist, I don't know what that is, but happy that to you too, I guess. So, I'm going to leave you at that. I'm glad to talk again. I think I'm a week late on this. Give me some ideas. Give me some ideas and feedback. I'll cover them. Sean Hammer, the number 9 at yahoo.com. I look forward to hearing them. And remember, you want to win the King Shark? Give me a theme team. Keep it around under 600 points. We can make it 3, 4, 5, or 6. theme team. Try and keep it carded figures, well, Oreo-based figures. And if you want to throw an ATA in that with it and say why you think it'll work for you, and I cover it, you get yourself King Shark. And I'll leave you for that. I'll talk to you guys next year, if not before. We'll see. If you're not having fun, stop playing the game. Bye.